Hey there, kids. Yep. Here I am, your old pal Stu, here on a Wednesday evening once again for the Twang Crust. The only show that brings you both kinds of music. Hotter than hell and comfort challenged. Yeah, that's what we got for you tonight. In addition, let's see, what do we got? We're going to have Elliot Brood's trilogy from last night in a slightly altered form. Were you there? Oh, boy. What else are we going to do? Hey, the Sadies live album. I have the whole thing. We're not going to play the whole thing. No, we can't fit it in 2 hours. It's a long album, but we'll fit in a chunk. And Tommy Keane? Who? Yeah. All that and more tonight on the Twang Crust. Well, there's Elliot Brood's favorite White Stripes song for you, Hotel Yorba. You know, as great as the Folk Festival was this summer, I'm still, I was a little annoyed over the fact that Elliot Brood didn't get invited to play. I mean, let's face it, they're Canada's coolest band. Why weren't they there? Totally applicable. Oh, well, maybe next year. But actually, you know, last night when I was, after being crammed into Times Change there, I was sort of glad they didn't play. Can you imagine how many more people would have been trying to get in that place? Ay, were you there? It was hot. It was hot in many ways. Many ways. They did that one. Yeah, they covered that White Stripes song last night. And then at the very end of the night, they did their trilogy, they called it. Their Neil Young trilogy. And we're going to hear that trilogy again right now, actually, in slightly altered form. We don't actually have Elliot Brood, unfortunately, doing it. I think they should do a live EP of covers, don't you? Don't you think that's a good idea? I think so. We'll have to mention that to them. But here's them songs they did last night. We're going to kick it off with something from the latest record from Miss Maria McKee. Remember Lone Justice? Sure you do. This is from her latest record called Peddling Dreams and a cover of Uncle Neil's Barstool Blues.
To the Winnipeg. This is Emmy Lou Harris, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming up the river. With a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call it, John, cause it don't look like they're here to deliver the mail. And it's less than a mile away. I hope they fit in to stay. It's got numbers on the side of the gun, and it's making big waves. That is gone, my brother's hunting up in the mountains. Big John's been drinking since the river took him in Lou. So the powers that be that may head up to the thinking. And I just turned 22. I was wondering what to do. The closer they
The Beet Farmers from their second release, the EP Glad and Greasy, and a cover of Neil Young's Powder Finger. Elliot Brood did that one again last night. That's their favorite Neil Young cover. I've seen him do that one about a gazillion times. I think every time I've seen him, they've done it. And last night was no exception. I almost forgot about last night's show. Boy, I was leafing through a magazine in the afternoon, and I came across an ad for the Calgary Folk Festival, which is happening this weekend. And I was just scanning that to see who was playing there and looking down the list. And there's Kris Kristofferson and Kathleen Edwards and Elliot Brood. And I thought, dope, that show's tonight. If I hadn't seen that ad, I might have missed last night's show. And I would have broken my record of being at every single Elliot Brood show that's ever occurred in Winnipeg. But fortunately, I remembered and I went. So there. Before the Beet Farmers was Neil Young himself, title track to the album Time Fades Away. I believe that's there's one other one. That's one of two Neil Young releases not available on CD yet. I don't know what his problem is, but What do you do? And Maria McKee started that set off from her newest record called Peddlin' Dreams. We heard Barstool Blues. All three of those songs were covered by Elliott Brood last night. And then they did another cover, and we'll play that one at the very end of the show. It wasn't a Neil Young cover, though. Yeah. What's up next? Well, how about the Brood themselves, for Pete's sake? Here's one. Did you see Neil Young? Did you see Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young? I didn't. And I'm kind of regretting it now. From what I heard, it was like sort of a three-quarters of a Neil Young show. And, you know, the other jokers only filled up the other quarter. It was Neil's band, apparently. It was his Prairie Town band. And although he didn't do anything from that album, oddly, he played pretty much a huge chunk of Living with War. From what I hear, I wasn't there. I just couldn't justify the price at the time, and I regret it now. Although I didn't buy a Who ticket, I don't think I'll regret that one. $225 to see The Who. Crazy. Crazy. I seen them on their first farewell tour, so that'll do me, I think. I don't know. Are you going to Regina to see The Stones? Did you hear that? The Stones are playing Regina, for Pete's sake, in October. An outdoor show in October. Man, that's pushing it in many ways. Anyways, this is back to Neil Young again, sort of. We're going to hear The Brood now from their first release, Tintype. This is sort of, well, when they do it live, it's a bit of a Neil Young tribute again. They got Neil Young tributes all over the place in an Elliott Brood set. Although they don't, it's not quite like the live version on the record, so I'll try to make up for that during this one. I'll be obnoxious, and I'll try and do that. But from their very first release, Tintype, this is, and by the way, if you're playing along at home, it's capo on six for this one.
Casey from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Bringing me
Finally found out what he's saying there after bringing you down, or bringing me down, rather. It's by two. I couldn't figure out what the heck he was saying for the longest time. I've seen them 1,000 times and listened to that song 1,000 times and never knew what the heck they were saying. They need lyrics. They need lyric sheets, Elliot Brood. That's something we got to work on them for the next record, I think. You can only figure out about half what the heck he's saying. But you're bringing me down by two. As in, you're really bringing me down, you know? That's what he's saying there, if you were wondering. If you were wondering like me, there, mystery solved. If you knew all along and I'm an idiot, well, there you go. So be it. Elliot Brood, who were in town last night. They'll be in town again in September, opening up for Cor Blund. Mm-hmm. And speaking of shows coming up, we're going to have some shows coming up right after a word from our sponsor.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Never come back from Copperhead Road.
August 11th to 13th, Victoria Park comes alive at the sound of the Regina Folk Festival. With performances by Ani DeFranco, Steve Earle, Feist, Bedouin Sound Clash, Utah Phillips, and many more. Weekend pass is available by calling 757-7684 or by visiting www.reginafolkfestival.com.
Well, welcome back to the Twang Trust. You're on CKW 95.9 FM. Our pals Nathan are playing this weekend at Times Change. Saturday night, Nathan back in the saddle after Carrie just popped out one of them little tykes. Yep, there's another baby Nathan in the running. There's two of them now. They each got one. Both gals got a little tyke. So Nathan Jr., I don't know if Nathan Jr. is opening or not yet. I'm not sure if they've quite advanced to that stage. Possibly not. But I'm sure eventually you can expect to see that. I remember Nathan's last CD release party. They had some kids opening up the show, which was a hoot and a holler. Maybe their next CD. Well, maybe not the next one, but the one after that. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to hear some Nathan right now. We're actually going to hear an oldie. Going to go way back in the Nathan catalog. All the way back to 2001. Yeah, it's the album Stranger. And a little ditty called Grassy Lake.
Better things than you have ever schemed.
everybody. This is Carrie and Devin from Nathan, and you are listening to
The High and Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, there's blood on the walls of this hotel room, 3 floors up from the dirty saloon. Flashing neon sign keeps me up all night. Another OD in the shower stall. I don't know if I'll ever feel clean again. And the friends that I made around here. But I'm not saying that I blame no one for all of this that I got on. I just know I gotta get my head clear. I'm going back to Trois-Rivières. Yeah. I got some good folks living there.
This is Nils Slofkin from the East Street Band, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Well, a doctor comes round here with his face all bright, and he says in a little while you'll be all right. All he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me,
how can a poor man stand such times in me?
Mighty high times down here. And what happened to you poor black folks? Well, it just ain't fair. He took
have it, an all-local set there. We started that off with Nathan from their first album, Stranger in Grassy Lake. Then we heard something brand new from the D-Rangers, the album The Pawpaw Patch, on the Dollar Tone label. And we heard a little number called, let's see if I can butcher this real good, Trois Rivières. How's that? Or Trois Rivières, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, brand new from the D-Rangers there. And, of course, that last song there, the Geek Street Band. Isn't it? Wasn't that the Geek Street Band? Close enough. Anyways, the Geek Street Band is playing this weekend. Did you hear? Yeah. I've yet to see them. That's so horrible. You'd think of all the people in this freaking town who could have gone to see them. You'd think I'd have been there up front every time, but I've yet to see the Geek Street Band. I think I might try and make it out this Friday at the Collective. Yes, if you're not hep to it, it's a bunch of local guys from all your favorite bands doing a Bruce tribute is what they're doing, and they're playing at the Collective this Friday. It's actually a wedding social, and then there's also a Weezer cover band and a Green Day cover band on the bill. But the Geek Street Band bring it all home. At the Collective this Friday. $10 gets you in. And it's a wedding social, so don't whine. Just give them $10, whoever they are. They're nice people. That was, if you're wondering, that was How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live, which you can actually get on Bruce's website. It's streaming there. That's the only place you can get it right now. Although, rumor is there's going to be a super-duper version of the Seeger Sessions album coming out, probably for Christmas time. And there'll be a DVD, and there'll be a bunch of extra songs, and I'm sure that's going to be one of them. Yeah. Look at that. It's 15 minutes until the hour of 7 when we'll do the entertainment guide, and we'll tell you all about all these shows we've already been telling you about, plus some more. Some exciting ones, like Paul Kelly. Holy moly, it's only 2 weeks till Paul Kelly plays here. Can you believe it? How does a show that awesome come up that fast? Holy moly. We haven't done any Paul Kelly. We haven't been getting you primed for it at all. We'll do that a little bit of that tonight, and then we'll do some more next week, and then, holy moly, it'll be the night of the show. And I'll have to, I'm sure it'll be a canned show that night because it's a Wednesday night. Anyways, what's next? What's next? Oh, let's do this. I played a song from this album last week. It was, speaking of streaming from a website, it's something I found on a website and played. I didn't have the actual album, but I do now. Here it is. Gatefold sleeve and all. Live in Concert, Volume 1, The Sadies. Holy moly, yes indeed, The Sadies. They have a live album. It's a two-disc affair. And what an album it is. You know, you've seen The Sadies, right? You've seen them live before. You know they're amazing. So you knew this record was going to be great, regardless. You know, you don't need me to tell you that. But look at all these people that are on here. There's Nico Case. There's Blue Rodeo. There's the Heavy Trash Boys, John Spencer and company. There's Gary Louris from the Jayhawks. Kelly Hogan. And you know all those people, and those people are all amazing. So you can still further imagine how great this record is, right? But you're maybe wondering if it's maybe just a little bit better than what you're already thinking it is. And the answer to that is yes. Yes, it is. Here, we're going to hear a few things from this album. We're going to start it off with a song that you might have seen the Sadies do with Miss Kelly Hogan at a workshop on Saturday morning at the Folk Festival. And it was awesome then, and it's awesome now. This is Kelly Hogan with the Sadies and 1,000,002 songs. I don't know since I wanna hear it. Do something. Give me a boost like a shot in the arm. Keep my arm like a needle. Never when I'm like a little 2x2. Women on the bed of the most cool dude. I'm not sure, 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 I'm not sure
95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Ah, there it is. The only station ID you'll ever hear from Nico Case in Winnipeg. live in concert, the Sadies, Volume 1. That's what we just heard four cuts from. Because of some Disc 1, Disc 2 confusion, you got a bonus cut in there. That last one there, of course, Nico Case with the Sadies and Evangeline. Last heard by The Band and Emmylou Harris on The Last Waltz. Of course, The Band featuring Garth Hudson. And of course, The Sadies and Nico Case featuring Garth Hudson. Holy moly, yes, Garth Hudson from The Band is on here too. Man. Man, oh man. Yes, and Nico Case before that again. And the second of two Roger Miller covers on this album. Holy moly, yes, we heard Home. an old Roger Chestnut right there. Before that was Nico's partner in Attitude, Kelly Hogan, on a little number called A Million and Two Songs, which can be found, the studio version, can be found on the Precious Moments album, I believe. I believe that's, is that truth? Oh, well, I don't know. I think so. It's on one of their albums anyways. And at the top of the set was the Sadies along with John Spencer and the Heavy Trash Crew. Yes, Her Love Made Me. John Spencer on guitar and vocals there. Man, it's nice to have some of that Heavy Trash stuff live, because if you saw them live at the Pyramid, it was, quite honestly, it was an amazing, amazing show. Quite possibly show of the year. In fact, it was show of the year, I think. The Sadies and the Sadies were basically Heavy Trash's band. It was John Spencer with some other guy and the Sadies. That was the band. That was Heavy Trash that night. And it was so much better than the Heavy Trash album, which is okay. It's not bad. There's nothing really wrong with it. But it's sort of, you know, of if you picked a million rockabilly albums, that would be one of them. And the live show was just so much better than the record, and now we have a bit of it on tape there, as you heard. And there's more of it, and it's even better, and you should go out and pick this thing up when it's in stores. It's not quite in stores yet. It will be soon, though, honest. Ah, so there you go, live Sadies. Cool. We'll be hearing much more of that in weeks to come, I'm sure. And speaking of weeks to come, we're going to talk about weeks to come and what you can expect to see live in the clubs in this here burg when we bring you the Entertainment Guide.
CKUW's famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Yeah, it's true. It's time now for CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music, concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, CKUW 95.9 FM presents something I can't quite pronounce. I'm not hip enough to pronounce this word. Is it more than dames? Dimes? Dimez? I don't know. On Saturday, August 19th, 2006, Grammar School presents the official all-women urban performers event, More Than Dimes, or something, at Energy Nightclub, located on 710 Pembina Highway. Doors opening at 7, show starts at 7:30. The show features local female urban artists in soul, spoken word, rap, dance, and more, including Ade, Bola, Define Movement, Phenom, Flow, Flute Girl, Ingrid D. Johnson, Monique Burke, Sunny C, and Grammar School's Ruthology. Tickets are $7, $10 at the door, and can be purchased, oh, all over the place. Into the Music, Longham McQuaid, Urban Bakery, and more. CKW presenting Funny Papers, Marvel Comics, Canadian Political Cartoons, and Contemporary Art. Now open at the Winnipeg Art Gallery until September 10th. Superman and Conan the Barbarian take on Pierre Trudeau and John Diefenbaker, as they always should have. CKW presenting the Art City Picnic Parade. That's happening this Saturday, July 29th. Come and see giant picnic foods and insects on parade. Join us for our community picnic to follow. It all starts at 616 Broadway at noon on this Saturday, with some bike decorating and face painting. The parade itself is at 2 p.m. and then the picnic and lots of fun games follow at 3 o'clock. Be there for all that fun, won't ya? Take the kids, for Pete's sake. What's happening at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend? Well, tomorrow it's campfire night, and you know what that means. I don't, but maybe you do. Friday, it's the Upsides and the Penetrators. And Saturday, our old pals Nathan, along with Righteous Ike, who I think made a lot of friends at the Folk Festival this year. Yes, Righteous Ike. Quite righteous indeed, he was. Go see him with Nathan this Saturday at Times Change. Sunday, August 9th. No, August 6th. Yes, August 6th. That's 9 upside down. Sunday, August 6th in Gimli. This is one of those surrounding area dates. At the Gimli Music Festival, Greg McPherson and band. Yeah. And Wednesday, August 9th. That would be a 6 upside down. Wednesday, August 9th, 2 weeks from tonight. My gosh. All the way from Australia, Mr. Paul Kelly returns to the West End Cultural Center. Wow. Wow. I'm wetting myself even as we speak, thinking about that show. Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, the Dixie Chicks at MTS Center. Bob Schneider opening up that show. And Friday, September 8th, CKW presents Greg McPherson at the West End Cultural Center. Yeah, if you don't want to go out to Gimli to see him next weekend, then you just stay home. See him in September. Although I think he's got a band in Gimli and he won't have a band here. I think that's going to be the plan. So if you want to hear the big noise, go to Gimli. Speaking of big noise, I believe Danny Michelle's going to have big noise with him at the West End Cultural Center when he comes back to town Thursday, September 14th. And Saturday, September 16th, CKW and the Winnipeg Folk Festival present the Weaker Thans at the Jim Cale Theater. Yes, indeed. John Prine coming back to town Thursday, September 21st at the Pantages Playhouse Theater with guest Dan Reeder. And Billy Bragg, this is exciting. CKW and the Winnipeg Folk Festival are presenting Billy Bragg at the Ramada Conference Center on Tuesday, September 26th. Get your tickets now. Fred Eaglesmith at the West End this September 30th, a Saturday night, the night after he plays in Grand Forks at the Empire Arts Center, if you're so inclined. And now here's one. This is getting ahead of ourselves, way ahead of ourselves. Like, a year almost. Well, half a year anyways. Monday, March 19th, 2007. Yes, you heard me right. I'm talking about a show in March, for Pete's sake. At the Centennial Concert Hall, there's a few guys getting together to do a songwriters in the round thing. You might have heard of one or two of these guys. Guy Clark, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, and Lyle Lovett. It's true. March 19th, Centennial Concert Hall. Yes, tickets not on sale yet. I'm sure they will be for Christmas. So, yeah. Like we have to start thinking about Christmas already? Holy moly, nah, forget about all that stuff. Yeah, and you might have noticed we ran out of noise. That means the entertainment guide is over. If you'd like your event placed here, you should have told me about it. Oh, I didn't mention the Geek Street Band there, did I? No, this Friday at the Collective. The Geek Street Band, yes, along with a Weezer tribute band and a Green Day tribute band. The Geek Street Band plays all your favorite Boss tunes. Yes, CKW alumnus included. So go check that out Friday at the Collective. All your favorite Boss cover tunes. Next, we have some music for you. What exactly it is, I'm not... Oh, I know what it's going to be. Yeah.